This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
During COVID, watching my son, as many of us were, play video games in the Fortnite craze, tell him to put on his math books and get better at Fortnite so he could actually make some money after he graduated or while he was still in school. And I started thinking about my philosophy of ease and dis-ease and how easy those games are that look so confusing. There's multiple levels and moves and tools and all types of different things as you go through repetitively learning the cheat codes to make Fortnite easy. And I was watching that game thinking to myself, how good would I be at that game if I had all the cheat codes? If I had all the cheat codes, how easy would Fortnite be? How many millions of dollars would I have won during COVID beating all those youngsters that were consistently, persistently pursuing their best game and slowly but surely learning the cheat codes? What if somebody just gave them to me? And I thought, how powerful would that be? All of the dis-ease that they were going through in order to effectuate finding the light, the love, and the lessons in the game in order to figure out these cheat codes so that it built and aggregated and accelerated upon itself. These cheat codes allow us to live at ease, and it dissipates, it dissolves, and it disappears the dis-ease in our game, in our life, in our journey. And as I watched my son learn those cheat codes, I thought to myself, how can I teach those cheat codes? How are those cheat codes found out? Somebody finds out those cheat codes, and now through the communities that we build, the democratization of information, we're able to share and access the cheat codes. And as I pay attention to and give intention to the coincidences that I want in my life, the outcomes and results of trying to pursue these cheat codes, lo and behold, after COVID, I was sitting down with Bob Parsons, the CEO and founder of GoDaddy, a man who has exited personally his business for over $4 billion with a B. And he was telling me about his journey and his struggles and all the difficulties that he had. And then he says to me, you know, Dave, if you learn to love what you do. And I, as I was talking to him, I went back and watched this video. I rolled my eyes. I rolled my eyes at him and thought, here we go, 70 something year old man going to tell me, if you learn to love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And it's true. It's true. I don't have work in my life. I have activity I planned, unplanned, activity I get paid for, unpaid for. I have an activity of sleep, a non-negotiable, in which I practice, have mentorship for the last 17 years to recover and access all of these cheat codes. But moreover, he surprised me and he gave me the impetus. He gave me the catalyst to this training to find the cheat codes in life. Could I teach people to find the cheat codes to make life easy, to take away the dis-easy? I do that. And he said to me, David, you know, if you learn to love what you do, and you can learn to love what you don't like, and you can learn to love what you don't love, and you can even learn to love what other people don't like, and you can learn to love what other people don't love. But if you learn love what you do, and you do it every day, just like those kids on Fortnite, consistently, and you do it without quitting, just like those kids do on those video games, persistently, in the pursuit of your best game, your best score, your highest level, in the pursuit of your highest self, if you learn to love what you do and every day and do it without quit in the pursuit of your higher self, life will tell you all secrets. It'll give you its cheat codes. It will give you its cheat codes. Everything becomes easy, not dis-easy. You'll spend minutes and moments, not days, weeks, months, and years, in dis-ease. And all will become at ease. Whether subject matter, topic, expertise, pursuit of your higher self in a certain area, industry, career, or job, it will tell you all its secrets. It will give you the cheat codes. It'll allow you to learn and earn them. So I set on this path to figure out how can I teach people to do just that. And the first thing was, how do I find out what causes dis-ease? Because that's where I want the cheat codes to be. Is it, you know, when the fire hits or two little arrows come or whatever is creating dis-ease in my life? And so in the respect of learning where I have dis-ease, I changed my focus, my attention, and my intention of what I was going to do, say, think, feel, and believe in that dis-ease. And what I found was, in order to effectuate where I need cheat codes, I need to know the reaction that I have to dis-ease. Because dis-ease is hard to discover. Even with AI, we have difficult times finding out what actually is creating dis-ease. But the reaction to the dis-ease, the rash, the nausea, the fatigue, whatever it may be, is easy to identify. And so the first step in identifying where the cheat codes are is to identify how I'm reacting, not the disease itself. We don't need a prognosis from some expert doctor, because it didn't take an expert. It doesn't take a doctor to figure out the dis-ease reaction. And so I want everyone to first take a step back from the cheat codes itself and find out, what is it that I'm trying to find? And it's through the reaction to dis-ease that I know where to focus my attention and intention in order to create ease by shortening the distance of resistance that's created by the reaction to dis-ease, not the dis-ease itself. And so as I look and see the clues of when I'm angry, upset, or resentful, or guilty, or not worthy, or inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, or guilty, it doesn't matter. The need to be offended is one that I have. And when I see that reaction to dis-ease and I see the clues, I start looking for the patterns to decrease the amount of time I spend it and the shortening of that distance of dis-ease to find the cheat code, so that when the reaction occurs, I know what code to utilize in order to dissipate, dissolve, or disappear the reaction to that disease or that error. And so for me, I utilize looking for the light in it. I'm looking for the light because one particle of light overcomes a million particles of darkness. The darkness may have millions of particles, but it's just loud. It's weak though. And so if I'm searching for the light to overcome the darkness, in whatever it may be, if I look for lessons in it and the love in it, but how do I do that? So many people are like, Dave, I get the light, the love, and the lessons, you know, the triangle, the threes in your life. You know, the triangle is the strongest structure ever created. Threes are the strongest that's ever created. Now I get why I always like to do things in threes, but the light, the love, and the lessons, how do I do that? Well, let me give you an example. In a simple example, I hate taking out the trash. And the reason I hate taking out the trash is I never realized the value or why I was taking out the trash. I saw the trash as punishment, because when I was young, and we had six kids in a small apartment in Akron, Ohio, when I was young, my mom, for whatever reason, got into the habit of always making me take out the trash. And so instead of learning to find light love and less than taking out the trash, I hated the trash. And so when I took out the trash, I felt punished. I felt diseased. I felt resistance. So it would what? Spill all over me. If it there had glass in it, it would cut me. If it would spill if I was in a hurry. And then I thought maybe when I left my home to go to college, things would change, but they just got worse because I was in a football fraternity. I was the smallest and weakest one in my football fraternity. So, of course, I got the honor of taking out the trash of 50 fraternity brothers. And I learned to hate the trash even more. And then I got married, and not only did my wife take out the trash, she attributed the trash to me loving her and prioritizing her. So not only did I hate taking out the trash, and the same incidences, coincidences, and consequences were occur of spilling and cutting and you know, all the other things of punishment that were occurring, but now I had to do it because if I didn't do it, it was a sign that I didn't love or appreciate my wife. And then I started having kids. I thought, oh, good, I'll make my kids do it, and ended up having three daughters that the trash was kryptonite. They saw trash, they ran the other way. And I finally learned this lesson. So there I was thinking about Fortnite and code and how to make my life easy. And my first example or illustration was to choose something I hated for almost 50 years, the trash. And so I decided to pay attention to the trash, to focus in on it. And I started to align my intention with trash for the sake of helping not only my wife, my children, but myself. I said, when I take out the trash, what should I do? I should relax. I should use taking out the trash as a time for meditation, for ease. What should I say? I should tell myself the things that I want that make me happy. What should I think? I should think how blessed I am and think about the things that I'm grateful for. What should I believe? I should believe there's light, love, and lessons in everything because it's part and parcel of a unified, abundant, infinite system of protection, promotion, and love. And what should I feel? I should feel happy and blessed and grateful when I take out the trash. And so I started practice, just like my son in the other room playing Fortnite, practicing to find the cheat codes by the consistent, persistent pursuit of next level to get a higher level. I too utilize the trash for the sake of getting to a higher level, a higher place, a higher awareness. And slowly but surely, I learned to love what I used to hate. I learned to love what I used to hate because I paid attention to and gave intention to by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing in alignment with the coincidences, results, and outcomes of taking out the trash. Not only did I stop spilling, not only did it stop cutting me, not only did it stop and give me time to think of my better self, a higher self, but it also illustrated to other people and had an impact on them, not only to my wife of appreciation and prioritization, but even my daughter's energy shifted, where that kryptonite shifted by the energy that I gave the trash, that they actually now ask, hey, Dad, can I help you with that? And my friends' wives, when I'm at their places or at the office and I take out the trash, it's amazing, right? All of a sudden, all of the other husbands hate me because the wives are like, oh my God, your husband's amazing. You have the best husband in the world. Why? Because I offered to take out the trash, and I offered it with an energy of, oh my God, I'm so blessed that I get a few minutes away from everybody to think about what I want, what makes me happy, how blessed I am by doing, saying, thinking, and feeling, and believing how much love, light, and lessons are in this trash that I used to hate and now I love. I want you to think about the trash in your life and identify it through your reaction to the disease. Stop wasting your time trying to figure out give a prognosis of the disease with the multi-trillions of variables that exist in your life that could be, should be, or might be a partial or part of that disease. But instead, take the obvious, find the cheat code by consistently every day, persistently without quit, pursuing your level up by finding the cheat codes, by finding the light, the love, and the lessons in everything that you do. And it doesn't take much time. It's simply changing the way that you look at the trash so the things you look at change. And when we effectuate that and look at what it is that's causing the reaction to disease, because we can't figure out learning to love what we do. I want you to make a list. I want you to make a list and align it with the timing and risk tolerance and what's important to you each day. And I want you to look for the clues, the patterns, and then make different choices of how you look at things, what you learn from them. And when we start figuring out what we don't like, what we don't love, what other people don't like, what other people don't love, we will find more options, opportunities, and to the favor, because that's where the margins lie, in the difficulties, the struggles. Because if it was easy, everybody would do it. It's when it's dis-easy that nobody wants to do it. And if we can identify what's dis-easy by identifying how we react to what's dis-easy, and then have a methodology in order to find the light, the love, and the lessons in what's the reaction to what's dis-easy, we can dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the actual dis-ease by being at ease more of the time. You're not going to get rid of which you're afraid of. You're not going to get rid of it. You're not going to get rid of it in a week, a month, a year. You can spend minutes and moments in the reaction to it by finding the light, the love, and the lessons, and practicing every single day consistently, without quit, persistently, in the pursuit of your leveling up to a higher self. And as you level up to a higher self, what's great is it has the three characteristics of energy where it aggregates on itself. It makes it easier, accelerates it, so you have less time spent in disease, and eventually provides you more outcomes. You get farther and farther ahead, so you can do what? Live in abundance. Live more in the world of more than enough of everything. Live more in a value add world and not a zero sum game. Stop accelerating into the reaction of fear. Stop creating a longer distance of resistance in your life. Find light, the love, and the lessons. Take your most obvious nemesis. Take the thing you hate the most. Take the thing historically that you have hated or not liked in your life, and just take some minutes to think about, what am I going to do, say, think, feel, and believe about this subject matter, topic, expertise, person, situation? Even though fear is omnipresent, you will never get rid of the fear. You can dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the reaction to fear, and it's the reaction to fear that interferes with your higher self. It is that which interferes with cheat codes that make your life easy. And remember, when it's easy, everybody would do it. You're just everybody with fewer things that nobody finds easy. And the more that you aggregate, accelerate, and compound the things that are easy in your life, the greater the consequences, results, and outcomes will be aligned with your trajectory, your divine direction. And that direction will allow you to appreciate more, add value to more. It will allow you to acknowledge more, to acquire the knowledge of more. It will allow you to ask for more. It will allow you to receive more. It will allow you to expand, not contract. You will live your life in the learning zone, which is expansive in your nature, and spend minutes and moments in the anxiety zone, which is constrictive in its nature. when we realize the power of the light, the love, and the lessons, when we realize our capabilities of identifying our reaction to dis-ease, to minimize the amount of time we spend in it, to not accelerate into it or resist it or create more voltage shortages and obstacles with it. What we want to do is to have a pragmatic approach, a ferocious approach to being a Buddha. To being a Buddha and realizing that the past no longer exists and neither does the future exist yet. And so why miss out on our lives, which exist in the light, which exists in the love, which exists in these lessons? Anyone, any situation that you have a reaction to, that reaction is a feeling of separation, the need to be right, that type of reaction, look for it. The need to be separate, look for it. The need to be offended, I mentioned earlier, my nemesis, look for it. The need to be anxious, frustrated, worried, guilty, look for it. Start practicing identifying those shortages and obstacles created by the reaction to dis-ease. And then think about, what if I did this? What if I said this? What if I thought this? What if I felt this? What if I believed this about your trash? What would change? How would your energy change and how would others' energies change? What would you attract? What would aggregate into your life? What would accelerate in your life? What outcomes would be exponential that are aligned with the divine direction to level up, to be a ferocious Buddha, ferocious every day, to spend less time in disease and the reaction to it, and Buddhist in its outcomes, allowing the light, the love, and the lessons in what you don't like, what you don't love, what other people doesn't like or love as well. And just remind yourself that as you aggregate these simple, easy things, that if it was easy, everybody would do it. But not everything's easy to everyone. And two, even the easy things, the simple things are simple not to do if we're not paying attention, plus giving intention to the coincidences, the results, outcomes, consequences that we want or better. And in order to get there, you need two things. And as we look for the clues, the patterns, and make better choices, as we identify the reaction to disease, as we realize time to spend minutes and moments, we have to realize, one, we need to seek the light, the love, and the lessons in it. So in other words, we are seeking wisdom. And then we have to have faith. We have to have faith that we don't understand things. We have faith that we're radically humble, part of a unified, abundant, infinite system of thought that we belong to, an infinite loop of giving, receiving, and witnessing, of giving and given and receiving and asking and receiving and asking and given and given and giving and witnessing, all of these different things. We have to realize it takes faith. Because as we learn to find the light, the love, and the lessons in what we don't like, what we don't love, we have to have faith that that which is in our life that we don't like or love is not to punish us. That trash was never there to punish me. That trash was there to promote me, protect me, and to love me. Because without my hatred for trash, I would not be where I am today. I would not be able to find the light, the love, and the things in the reaction to fear, into what I hate the most and don't like the most. And I want to thank Bob Parsons, because he gave me the tools to understand why, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. Because if you love what you do, if you can learn to love what you don't like or don't love, if you can learn to love what other people don't like and don't love, life will tell you all its secrets. It'll give you its cheat codes. I wish I could learn all those cheat codes for Fortnite so I could kick all my son and his friends' butts in that game, but I have more important things that I hate, like the trash. Take out the trash in your life. Take it out with love, light, and lessons. use what you do say, think, feel, and believe in order to shift your energy and others towards what they not think or love. And let's reduce the amount of dis-ease and live at ease. This has been your cheat code training. Like a copy of it, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We will be in Madison, Wisconsin this weekend. We will be at SoFi Stadium on Tuesday. We'll be in Las Vegas on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We have Wednesday meetup, Thursday VIP dinner, filming. Swing by the Win and check us out. We're right there in the lobby by Tableau and the buffet. You can't miss us. The brand new XM Sirius Studios. They're hosting office hours in the playbook. We are so blessed to have them as a partner. So come by and join us. If you can't find out where we are, use our alerting system, our community, our text community, 949-298-2905, 949-298-2905. Nick of time. We are at halftime. It's time to take some Ask Me Anything Q&A. Big shout out to everyone that's joined us. We are breaking records. Over 100,000 people registered training, and it's multicasted on every platform. So certainly appreciate it. But it started here 24 years ago. We have been doing free Friday trainings. And when I moved it to the Breakfast of Champions, it started to amplify on every single platform. So thank Ramon in the nick of time. Go ahead, reset the room. We got tons of questions there.